Daf is Daf Chaf Test. So we got the very last line of Chaf Ches Amud Beis that the Gemara have been talking about Mechzal Mechza, about this din of whether Mechzal Mechza is Karov or not Karov. Machlokas between Rav and Rav Kana. Rav felt Mechzal Mechza is Karov. The way to remember that is Rav is Rov. That word name is Rav Rov. Mechzal Mechza is Karov. Rav Kana said Mechzal Mechza is Eino Karov. And the Gemara connected this to other sugyas of the Tanur Shechalku. So the Gemara goes on to discuss Raya's whether or not the Mechzal Mechza is Karov Lagabe the Hilchos Shechita. Says the Gemara, the very last line of Chav Ches Mebeis Tashma, Shachat Chatzi Gargaris, a person shechs say half of the Gargaris, half of the Kana, Shaha, but he does a Shia, he waits more than he should be waiting. So Lach is, Kadei Shechita Sacheris, he waits the time it takes to a few seconds, whatever that Shir is, to perform another Shechita, for Gamer Shechita, so then after doing the Shia, he completes the Shechita is Ksher, it's acceptable. So now what's the question? If you say Mechza, Mechza is Karov, so if he already did half, that's considered rov, so in other words, he did a full shechita, so then the problem is, it's trafale, and ends up becoming a treif, a tarfale, he makes it treif, because since he only did half it, and we view half as being really rov, so then what happens is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, e mechza karov, top second line Rashi, came into shah bechetya, since you waited after doing half, ozla la shechita, the shechita has been gone already, it's already in the past, V'havile kipigima ba'alma, it's as if you just made a slice, a little hole, you ruined the kana. V'tarfale b'psuka sagagav, so you split it in the incorrect way, you made a trefa. Ela shmamina eino karov, u'psuka sagagaris beruva ba'inam. We saw yesterday that in order to pass the kana, it has to be rov of the kana, has to be split, not through a shechita. So if you did half of it, and half is viewed as rov, so then that's already trefa. If it's if again half's being viewed as rov, and rov is a psul, a trefa in kana, so then half it becomes rov, that's already a trefa. So I know you're going to ask me, well then shouldn't that also be a good shechita then? So the Gemara doesn't address that right now, so it's cut half. So to get a ma'isa shechita, you need really rov for a real shechita. But for trefa, it's enough to view 50%. It's viewed as 51%, but it's not really 51%. So it's not good enough for shechita because it's only 50%, but it should be good enough to make it trefa being viewed as 51%. That should already be a trefa. So Gemara says, no. Mi savris b'behema? Who said we're referring to a behema? That half of a kana, 51% of a kana, is going to be trefa? Lo, ba'of. We're talking about an oaf. So now the Gemara explains, by an oaf, all we need is one simen. So everything makes sense now by an oaf. Bimanafshach. I mechza mechza kirova. If you view mechza mechza as rov, it's viewed as 51%. Ha'avid le'ruba. You did rov. It's a good shechita now. I mechza mechza eino kirova. If 50% is not rov, it's 50%. So lo'avid, lo'kum, you haven't done anything. It's not a trefa either by kanim. Had it been a behema, so one simen cut in 51% isn't good enough, and you do shia before you do the veshet, that's psul. Pasul, a trefa. When it comes to a oaf, though, half is either rov, and it's a good shechita, or it's not rov, and it's not a trefa either. And that's what the explanation is. Gemara now says, around seven lines down in the Amud here, Tashma. Haresha haya chati kana pagim. Let's say the kana is already found to be 50% split. Not because of a shechita. There's a little crack, a big crack in the kana. V'hosiv alav kol shum. The shochi comes and slices a little bit more to bring it to 51%. The gamar shechita sok shera. Now he completes the shechita. Now it's 51% shechted. It's acceptable. So now, if you say mechza mechza is kerov, if 50% is viewed as rov, so you find that kana is already split halfway, meaning we view it as 51%, mechza mechza is kerov, that's trefa, Javier, that's a trefa before the shochet could even get involved, get into the kana. So that's a trefa in the first place. So it must be that mechza mechza is not kerov, and when it's 50% split, that's not possible, it's not trefa, and you can do a proper shechita. Gemara says no. Amar Rava. Rava says a very important point. Shiny leinin trefa debaina rov hanir leinayim. This is very important when it comes to hilchos shechita. Important to many different types of psulim as well. When it comes to tarfus, has to be that trefa that you're seeing has to be where it's rov hanir leinayim, where it's recognizable. 50% split is not recognizable, even though it might be viewed as rov by other halachas. When it comes to trefa, you have to recognize. If I look at these two kana, I don't care how halacha views it. It depends on how I see it. And therefore, there's a discussion in the poskim, halacha l'maisa. Let's say it's 51% split. But to the naked eye, they look exactly the same to me. So according to the number of poskim, it has to be very recognizable. We're near le'einayim. Even though if I measured out, it's 51% split, while 49% is still intact, that will not be a treifa. It has to be a treifa where it's near be'einayim. I'm going to just throw out a number, 55%, which is near be'einayim. That's when it comes to treifas. So therefore, even though mechsa might be karov by other areas of halacha, when it comes to treifas, it's not. You have to have it ba'inan rov hanira le'inayim. So Gemara then says, Amar le'abai, Abai says back, wait a second here. V'lo kol d'chein hu, it's not a kol shekin, it's not a kal v'chomer. We're trying to learn a halacha to shchita, whether or not mechsa is karov by shchita. And we're saying a treifa is different. Treifa, you need rov hanir le'inayim. But shchita, you need 50% might be sufficient to be considered rov. Isn't it a kava chomer? Ma treifa dibimashu mitarfa. So treifa in general, by most other, we're going to learn an elu treifas about which, how much has to be split by different things, a punctured lung or whatever the treifa is. A mashu, a small hole, is usually sufficient to make it possible. A small hole in the veshet, for example, we said a mashu in the veshet disqualifies it to treifa. So treifa, that in general, mashu is mitarfa. But there are some exceptions by treifa. Hecha de bein and rov. When you need a rov, like by a kana, bein and rov hanir le'inayim, you need a very significant rov, where it's recognizable to the naked eye. So now, to a case of shchita, where a mashu isn't sufficient for shchita. Shchita, da'ad di'ika ruba, lo miskasha, you need a rov for shchita. That is the requirement. Lo kolshkin de bein and rov hanir le'inayim. So certainly, the rov by shchita should be harov hanir le'inayim. So just like by treifa, mechsa isn't karov. You need to have a rov hanir le'inayim. So the shchita should be a rov hanir le'inayim. Mar says you're right. El d'chul yalm, everyone agrees mechsa ain't a karov. You caught 50% of the kana, it's not enough. You need a 55%. Let's say you need a significant rov where it's near le'inayim. V'chi itmar derava derav kuna. When with the machlokas rav and rav kahana? About mechsa was about an entirely different sugya, nothing to do with shchita at all. It was le'inan Pesach itmar. What was the case of Pesach? Harei shayah Yisrael mechsa tor mechsam temeim. The Gemara's and Pesachim talk about it. 50% of the cow is tahor, 50% is tameh. So what's the lachas? So we know in general, if rov tzibur is tameh, they perform Pesach Rishon together. It's hutra d'chuy b'tzibur. They do it now Pesach Rishon. If rov tzibur is tahor and only a miut are tameh, that miut is pushed off till Pesach Sheni. But what if it's 50-50? So how do you view it? Do you view that as 50% is rov of tahor and the rest get pushed off? Or do you view 50% of tameh as being rov and everyone does it now? So the Gemara says that's the machlokas. Rav amar mechsa is kerov. And what does it mean kerov? There are two rovs here. Which one's the rov? Is it tameh the rov or the tahor the rov? And Rav Kana amar mechsa eno kerov. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi explains mechsa karov. U'tahorim osin la'atzman betara, u'temeim osin la'atzman betuma. They're both viewed as a rov. Meaning you have, if you will, 102% now. You have 50% that becomes 51%, and another 50% that becomes another 51%. So obviously it doesn't make sense mathematically, but halachically we view each as an independent rov, which means that Rashi says they each do it on their own on Pesach Rishon, v'lo mitchei le'Pesach Sheni k'yechidim. Because Tahor is a rov, so they do it now. Well, they always do it anyways. They always do Pesach Rishon. But Temeim are also viewed as a rov, and they also do it now on Pesach Rishon. That's the understanding of Ra, that mechsa by Pesach is kerov. I believe the Gemara in Pesachim says that a Tameh person could only shech the karbanos of those who are Tameh, but for the Tahorim group, you need a Kohen who's Tahor. I mean, they have to be B'fnei Atzman, they have to have Shech. I believe so. But I could be wrong. So then the Gemara says, again, that's all Kshitas Rav, but according to Rav Kahana, who says Mechsa, Eino Kerov, that would mean that we don't view the Mechsa Toh Meim as Rov, rather they're considered Yechidim, and they would have to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So Mahasa my time, Rav, why does Rav hold that we view them both as a Rov? The Chassid, it says, Ish Kiya Tamil Nefesh, when an individual is Tamil Nefesh, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So Gemara Medayik, Ish Nidcha Ve'en Tzibur Nidchen. Only individuals are push off, but not an entire Tzibur. So says Rashi, Dichsev Ish Ish Kiyat Tamei Yidcha L'Sheni. Only individuals are push off to Beis Achsheni. Upalga, half, 50% of the kal, Nihi Deruba Lo Mikre. Granted, it's not a Rov, however, Miu Michlal Yechidim Nafkalu. They are also not considered individuals either, V'lo Mitche, and therefore Rav allows them to be, perform Pesach Rishon. But in general, outside of this Gezeres HaKasuv of Karban Pesach, Rav does hold that Mechza Mechza is Eino Kirov. So look at Tosos on top here. We discussed this. Yes, we mentioned this. I didn't realize Tosos mentioned it himself. Tosos Yomaschel Dechuli Alma Mechza Mechza Eino Kirov. So we paskin that Mechza Mechza is not Rov. But Im Tomar Parakam the Erevin Paskin and Krav Papa the Amar Part Omed Mutter. That if you have a wall, half of it is a wall and half is Omed, half is Part, half is Breach, we view it as Mutter. We view the Mechza of Omed as being 51% as being mostly closed off and an acceptable Mechitza. So Tosfos says, I initially would have thought Haya Nir Lechalik Bein Shar Yisurim B'Davar Atali Bechias. I would have said maybe it's a difference between the Trefus versus other Yisurim. But then the Gemara had brought this case of Tanur, which threw a whole wrench in that suggestion. So look at the last line. Tosfos just skipped the last two lines. V'yesh Shema Yesh Lechalik Dehacha Iser V'Tuma V'Hasam Inen Mechitas V'Lo Damin. The world of Mechitas are different than any other area. Isser and Tuma, all the entire Kota Kula, Mechza, Mechza, Eino Karov. There's just one area where we accept it as Rov, that's the world of Mechitas. Why? What's different? So the Rashbuk explained, it's Halach al Moshe Misinai. The Gemara says in a few places that we have Shiurim, Mechatzitin, and Mechitas are Halach al Moshe Misinai. So we see the concept of Mechitas, Halach al Moshe Misinai. In that Mesorah we have the Mechza, Mechza is Karov. Outside of that, we always assume, and outside of Karban Pesach as well, which is a special Gzeres HaKasuv, outside those two exceptions, we always assume Mechza Mechza is Eino Kirov.
So in the Shechita, even 51% wouldn't be enough. It has to be in your
account. Exactly, exactly. I'm not sure how one ascertains that, but that, yeah. And Trefus as well. The Gemara now says we're last six narrow lines of the Amud here. Rov echad be'of. You have to shecht, we know one simen for an oaf, either the kaner or the veshet, but has to be rov. Ideally, the whole thing, but it's sufficient to do rov of that one simen. The tanina chadazim, that we already learned this in a different Mishnah. Ruba shel echad kamo. We already learned the din that rov. Why does the Mishnah here in the second parak repeat this halacha? Summer of Hoshaya, Chad Bechulim, Chad Bekadshim. One to tell me by Kadshim, at one rove of one simon for an oaf is good, and one to tell me rove of Echad Be'oaf is also good by Chulim. The Tzricha need to teach both cases of Chulim and Kadshim. Why? The Ashmirin Lechulim had taught the case of Chulim only. Hasim Hu Desagile Beruba, Mishim Delav Ledam Hu Tzarech. You don't need the blood by Chulim. You need to just kill the animal. So, rove is enough. Aval kadshim diladam hutzarach. You need the blood by kadshim because you need to do Kabbalah, you need to do halacha, and you need to do zrika. So you need the blood. So the more cut, the more blood there's going to be. Maybe you would say that lo tiskale beruba. Maybe it wouldn't be sufficient with shechting a row of one simen. Ad diika kulin to you've shechted the entire simen. So therefore, we have to repeat the Mishnah that no, even in the world of kadshim, it's sufficient to do rov of a simen echad. Now, Iyashmina, and if you taught the opposite, let's say Kachim, you only taught one simon, rove of a simon works by Kachim. Mishum diladam hutzarach, you need to just, all we care is getting blood out. Just once rove is cut, enough blood comes out, you can work with that blood. Aval chulin diladam hutzarach, maybe you don't need dam by a chulin, ema bepal gasagili, maybe 50% should be sufficient. All you have to do by chulin is kill the animal. The animal can't live with 50% of its cut, so therefore 50% should be sufficient. You don't even need rove by chulin. Kamashmalan, even by Chulin, you need a rove as well. So it asks the Gemara, hey b'chulin, hey b'kachim. Of these two Mishnayos, the one here in the second parak, and the one in the first parak, which one is chulin, which one's kachim? There is no indication in the Mishnah itself which is describing chulin, which is describing kachim. So Amar Rav Kana comes to explain, mistavra reisha b'chulin. It makes more sense that the first Mishnah, the first parak, was referring to chulin, an oath by chulin, and the seif in the second parak here is b'kachim. Mimai, how do you know that? Midakatani Ashochet, from the fact that the Mishnah in the, this is going back in the first parak, right? It says Ashochet in the first parak is referring to Chulin, because Isakadaitach Reisha Bekachim, had you thought that the Reisha in the beginning of the parak, of the Mishnah rather, of the Masechta, if the Reisha was really Kachim, it should say Hamolek Mibayle, Malika, we know the oaf in the base of Megdash is Malika, not Shchita, so from the fact that the Reisha says Hashochet, that tells us we're referring to Chulin. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Now, if you're going to tell me my b'seifa, that the seifa is kachim, so el my b'seifa b'kachim, shchitasa k'sheira, melikasa k'sheira mibaylei. If we're saying that the seifa is referring to the world of kachim, it shouldn't say the word shchita either there. It should say melika. So Gemara says, no, halakasha, that's not problematic because I did the salik mibehema, tanami shchitasa k'sheira. Since the Mishnah have been talking about the behema, and the shchita of a behema is in kachim as well, so they use the same terminology when referring to a oaf in the base of Mikdash. It's not so accurate. Malika is really what's done to an oaf, but we like to be consistent with the language. We say that oftentimes because they used to memorize the Mishnayos, the Tosas, the Ed, the Maseches, and Megillah says they used to sing the Mishnayos, so to have the lyrics move nicely and smoothly into the memory, you want to have consistency in the language, so we have Shchitaso, even though it really means Malikaso.
Because it mentioned Rav Achad Be'ov Rav Shnayim Be'Behema Shchitaso.
Right, so once you mention Behema, even one tenth, you're saying, even
right.
One tenth.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, El Resha Michti. Al ofkai, so Resha. So then the Gemara says, let's understand al ofkai. Now Isak adaitach bekachim hamalik mi barley. So wait a second, we're going back now on this. So Gemara says, wait a second. So now we're saying in the beginning of the Mishnah with the Resha, when he said referring to hashochet, it's referring to chulim. Resha michtei al ofkai. It's referring to of. It says hashochet is a of. So then it's to say, Isak adaitach bekachim hamalik mi barley. And that just explains, again, we're going back, that's why the shochet, if we were talking about kachim in the beginning, it should have used the word hamalik, and that fact that it uses shochet tells us referring to the world of chulim. So that's all Rav Kana's understanding, that the resh is chulim and the seifa is kachim. Comes along now, Rav Shimi bar Ashi, Amar, resh bechulim yihacham. I agree that the resh is also referring to chulim, but for a different reason. Tikatani echad b'of. It says echab of, only one simon by the of. Now, vitzakadaitach bekodshim, if you're referring to the resh is referring to kodshim, it can't be echab of by every case, because ha'ika olasa of, debay shnei simanim. There's a unique case in the karbanos that an of requires shnei simanim. So the fact that it says echad b'of across the board indicates we're referring to the world of chulim. Elamai must be seifa bekodshim. So therefore, the seifa must be referring to kodshim. So then the Gemara says, but the seifa says, rov echad b'of, that most of the echad of Of is sufficient. Ah, but ha'ika olas Of. So the Sefer should also mention the Shnei Simanim of the olas Of if it's referring to Kachim, Debai Shnei Simanim. So the Gemara says, my rov echad, rov kol echad ve'echad. It doesn't say rov echad, that one, most of one is enough. Most of every simon that must be shechted, or malaked, if you will, malikadon. So then, rov of each simon, meaning when it comes to olas Of, you need to have rov of both Simanim, that's what's being implied. Uvedinhu to listen a rov shnayim. Really, it would be make more sense to say rov of both simanim of ol sof in the seifa. But kaven dika chatas the sagi lebechad simin. Since ika the chatas of in the base mikdash, it's enough to have just one simin shechted mishim hachi lo psikale. That's why they didn't want to use the word rov shnayim. But ena chanami again, Rav Shimi holds that the seifa is also kachim. Rav Papa agrees again to the concept for a different reason. Rav Papa Amar Reisha Bechulin Mahacha. He has a proof that Chulin is referring. The Reish is referring to Chulin Mitakatani. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ach Yishchot Esavaridin. Until you've shechted those veins, Upligi Rabban Ala. Rabban argue and say that you don't have to shech the variden. Now, E Amris, if you're going to say Bishma Bechulin Shapir, this all makes sense in the world of Chulin. El E Amris Bekudshim, if we're referring, the Reish is referring to Kudshim, Amai Palga Rabbanale, why would the Rabban argue and say you don't have to shech the Varidin? You should have to shech the Varidin by Kudshim. Who asked Dam Hu Tarch? Don't you need Dam? Don't you need blood for the purpose of Kudshim? So they would agree you need to shech the Varidin by Kudshim. And the fact that they argue that you don't shech the Varidin must be referring to Chulin. Now, Rav Ashi Amar Seifa B'Kachim, he also agrees in the same structure, but he gives a different raya how we know the Seifa is referring to Kachim. Mehacha. Dikatani, it says, Hashochet Shnei Rashin Ke'echad, Shchitasek Sher. If you shech two heads at one shot, you take two chickens and cut them both off at the same time, it's acceptable. Hashochet Di'evin Eid, L'chachila Lo. It's acceptable on a B'Di'evin level, but L'chachila one should not do this. Now, if it's talking about kachim, we understand why the chachila one should not shech two heads at the same time. The Tanya of Yosef says, based on the pasuk, it says, It says, it doesn't say tizbach, but it's tizbachu. It says, v'chis tizbachu zevach shalom l'ashem l'rtzonchem tizbachuhu. So tizbach, we make a drasha for the word tizbach alone without the suffix right now. Shelo yu shnayim shochtin zevach echa. That two shouldn't shech together, tizbach, in the singular. Tizbachuhu, that you should shecht it, or it says, tizbachu at the end, you should shecht it, shlo ye echad, shochet shnei zvachim. That you shouldn't shecht two karbonos at one time, rather tizbachuhu, only one at one given time. So we see from here the fact that the Mishnah says that lechachila you shouldn't do this, that's referring to kachim, because there's a pasuk that you said you shouldn't shecht kachim two animals at the same time. As opposed to chulin, we accept it. You can shecht two animals at the very same time. That's why the sefer is kachim. Af Rish Lakish Shavar, Reisha Bechulin, Veseva Bekachim. They all agree to the same structure, just bring different rayas. Dama Rish Lakish Me'acha Sheshaninu Ruba Sheacha Kamo. Lama Shinu Rov Echa Be'of Rov Shain Be'behema. So if we already taught that Rov of each Shimon sufficient, why do they repeat the same din, that Rov Echa Be'of Rov Shain Be'behema? The Fish Sheshaninu we taught, when it comes to the mission of Masechas Yuma, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol performing the Avodas based on Migdash and Yom HaKippurim, they brought the carbon tamid to the Kohen Gadol. Kartzu, he did the shchita, and Umerik Acher, Shchitasa Yado, and some other Kohen comes to finish off the shechting. The Kohen Gadol starts it, he does a rove of the shchita, and then he has to catch the blood now. So he switches the knife, another Kohen comes in place and finishes the shchita, while the Kohen Gadol catches the dam. It's a very hard thing, a very hard balancing act. So, Yachal Lo Merik, the apostle, one may think, if the second Kohen who comes in doesn't do the marika, doesn't finish the shrita, one may think maybe it should be pasul. And therefore we teach now, lechach sheninu, rov echad bo'of, rov shnayim bebehema, as long as rov has been done, that's sufficient. So what Reish Lakish is doing, he's explaining why the Mishnah Chulin repeats the concept of rov echad bo'of, because he's bringing a ride from the world of kachim, telling us again that the seifa is referring to kachim, that when the Kohen Gadol shechs rov it, that's a good shrita. And if the other Kohen doesn't step in to finish it, it's still good enough. The second Kohen should finish the Shechita to create more blood, but he doesn't have to. Rov Echad Bo'of is sufficient also in the world of Kachim. Mar goes on a slight tangent now to discuss Yom HaKippurim, last line of the Amud here, Amar Mar. Yachal, one may think, Lo Meirik Yehei Pasul. If the Kohen Hedyot doesn't do the Meirik, he doesn't finish it off, one may think it should be Pasul for not doing it. The entire Voda should be disqualified. Im Kain, Havle Avoda B'Acher. That can't be the case. What kind of Havamina is that? There's a concept, Tanya, Kol Avodas Yom HaKippurim Einan K'sheris Elabo. All the Avodas done on Yom HaKippurim must be done by the Kohen Gadol. Now, there's a Bachlokas we show between the Rambam, Ramban, Lachamos, and the Machamos, and the Baal Mor. Is it really true every single Avoda or not? Some Rishonim hold, every single Avoda in Yom HaKippurim, including the Trumas Hadeshen, has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Others say that no, only those avodos that are unique to Yom HaKippurim, those that are done with Big Day Lava and the Hagrala and the Shechita of the Shnei Seirim, those that are unique must be done by the Kohen Gadol. All the other daily avodos, like the Karban Tamid, may be done in theory by Kohen Hedyot, even though we don't let it happen, but fundamentally we would accept it. That's there's a third machlokas as well, but that's the two basic opinions. Either every single avodah or only those that were each are unique to Yom HaKippurim. So now the Gemara is saying here, if you're saying that in the Havmin, that Kohen Hedyot must do the Meirik, he must finish the Shechita, that means it's a necessary avodah of Yom HaKippurim. That now tells us if it's necessary, the Kohen Gadol has to do any necessary avodah. So how could there be a Havamina that it's necessary that the Kohen Hedyot must do it? Then if it's necessary, the Kohen Gadol has to be doing it, not the Kohen Hedyot. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Gemara was suggesting in the Havamina. Yachal ye pasul midrabanan. Midraisa, you don't have to do Meirik. But maybe the Chacham instituted a requirement of Meirik, that the Kohen Hedyot should do the Meirik midrabanan. Without it, it should be pasul. Why? The Saga Daita Chamina would have thought, Ika psul midrabanan. Lechach sheni, therefore we teach us, no, rov echer ba'ov, rov shnayim be'behema, that it's enough to have rov of the animal and rov shnayim of the behema is sufficient. So if we're saying in the end of the day that there's no psul midrabanan, if the meirik wasn't done, so it doesn't affect anything, so why do it at all? Just to ignore it. Let the Kohen Hedyot just be uninvolved in the entire voda if it's not possible, if it's not necessary. So lamali, the Gemara says, lamarik, mitzvah lamarik, it's a mitzvah. It creates more blood, we want more blood for the Kohen Gadol to work with, to catch it and to bring it over to the Mizbeach. There's a Tosa on top here, Dira Masl Im Kain Havale Avoda Ba'acher. So he says, he talks about other situations where we see that the Zar could do the Paro Shel Aaron, the Parsha Kohen Gadol, the Zar is allowed to do it. He ends up saying that the Serna Vodos, if it doesn't have Aaron and Chukah in the Psukim, Aaron and Chukah are not qualifying those stages of the avoda, that's when it's acceptable by a zar. But any avoda mentioned in Achrimos that the word Aaron and Chukah are qualifying it, that's when we say that it must be done by the Kohen Gadol, and if not, it's going to be possible. Okay, let's go right to now. Mazda Riki. Gemara now says six lines down, two dots. Amarish Lakish Mishim Levi. Saba. Ein al shchita ela basof. Shchita only is chal at the end, but during the beginning and during the emsa, during the process, the shchita is not considered chal yet. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Yesh in the shchita mitchila v'yatzof. It's viewed as a long maisa richta, a one long act. Shchita is already chal from the beginning and continuously until the end. That's the machlokes. Is it only eino ela basof, or is it yesh in the shchita mitchila v'yatzof? So comes along Amar Rava. Rava says, hakol. Modim, everyone agrees. Heicha deshachet simen echad oved kochavim. If the goy were to shech the first simen, the simen echad yisal, and the Jew were to shech the other simen, she psula. That's certainly going to be possible. Sharei naseba ma'isa trefa biyadav kochavim. The goy, his ma'isa, we don't accept the shchit of a goy. We saw machlokas, tosis, and Rambam. It could be because he's lav bar shochit havei. So either way, certainly the goy's shchit is not good. So if he does simen echad and he does simen sheni, that certainly is unacceptable. Everyone agrees on that point, because again, once the guy shechs the first simen, it's a trefa, according to all opinions. Now, further, the Gemara says, "Be'olas ha'of," which you said, "Olas ha'of" requires shnei simanim. Nami heicha demalek simen echa lemata. The simen echa lemala psula. There's shnei simanim, but the olas ha'of is supposed to be, the malika is supposed to be performed, all of it on the top of the mizbeach. So let's say you do a malika of simen echad on the top of the olas ha'of, and then you bring it down to the bottom of the base mikdash, you do a simen echad, you first one do on the mata, then you do one lamala, you've done one in the wrong location, so that's psula as well. Sharei, also b'maisa, chatas of lamata, because when you did the malika of simen echad lamata, that's what you do to chatas of. But we're referring to an also of here, so that also everybody agrees, that makes it possible in the beginning. If the first simen was done, b'trefas, b'psulas, so then that possible, that's going to be possible and treif, and therefore everyone agrees, even if you hold ein l'shchita el basof, since you created treif in the beginning, you created a psul in the beginning, everyone agrees it's not going to be a good malika, not a good shchita. So when is there machlokas, whether it's ein el basof, or yeshna mitchila v'atzof, lo nechleku ela, kagon sheshachet simen echad b'chutz, v'simen echad b'fnim. You shechted one outside the Beis HaMikdash, where you shouldn't be doing it, and then you shechted one inside the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the halacha in that case? So the Gemara says, "Leman damar yeshin l'shchita mitchila v'atzof mechayiv yechayiv on shchita shchutei chutz yechayiv karis." The pasuk tells in the Achrimos for shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash kachim yechayiv v'chutz. So since you shechted one simon outside, and we hold yeshin l'shchita mitchila v'atzof already the beginning of shchita from the beginning, you've done a shchita v'chutz yechayiv karis. But the man damar ina l'shchita el basof, that shchita is only chal at the end, lo mechayiv. You're not chayiv, because even though you shechted one simen outside, maybe it's possible. It might be possible. But in terms of shchutei chutz, it's not a shchita because you didn't do the final shchita outside. You were inside already for the final simen. So amalei rabba bar shimim, mar lo amar hachi, mani Rav Yosef, heicha the shchita didn't say this way, mar didn't hold this way. So when you do one simen outside, and when you do the other simen inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible. You've done a ma'isa chatas on the outside, and that makes it possible. They never argued in that situation. Right. But it should still be, I have a notation here. They say psula, yeah. So the carbon itself is possible. Why did he change from chayiv karis to psul now? It would still be chayiv karis, no? If you hold that way, how does this change that?
Maybe it's just the ma'isa chatas ha'of is possible the carbon. He says it's still a possible carbon because you did a ma'isa chatas ha'of b'chutz, but you're not chayiv on shchut e'chutz if you hold en l'shchut el himself.
But see, he ends up saying that. Even the opinion holds Eina Shchita El Basof, you still are Chayiv Shchutei Chutz in that situation. In this situation, even though you've done a Simen Echad, you've still done a significant Maisa.
It's considered a Shchita
exactly.
In some area.
Exactly. So therefore, you are chayv karis in that case. So that everyone would agree, you are chayv karis. So when's the machlokas then? So lo nechlegu ella could go and sheshachet miyat simanim achutz v'gamru b'fnim. You shechted a minority, a miyat of the simanim outside, and you finish it inside. You didn't do a full simon outside. You did a 20% of the simon, so there's no really relevant shechita done outside, but you completed it on the inside. So what would the halacha be there? Are you chayv shechut echutz in that particular case? So Gemara says, "Leman damer yeshin l'shchita mitchila v'atzof mechayiv," because once you start the shchita, even though you only did 20% of one simin, it's still called a ma'ase shchita, and one would be chayiv shchut echutz. But leman damer einu l'shchita el basof l'mechayiv. You don't call it shchita until the end. Depends where are you at the end when you've completed the first simin, and since you were inside when you completed 51% of simin echad, you're saved. You wouldn't get karis. Ask the Gemara now, Meisiv Rebbe Zeira. Kol ha'asukim bepara mitchil v'ad sof metamim begadim. Everyone who's involved in the paraduma, the lach is that those who burn and carry the paraduma, they're all going to become tame. Every stage of the paraduma makes a person tame, he's begadim tame. Uposim also b'malacha acheres, and if he were to be osik in look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Rashi says posim also b'malacha. Let's say while you're doing paraduma, you're, I don't know, cutting the grass. You're cutting a gourd while you're shechting the paraduma. You're doing something that's distracting. The Tanya, v'shachet osa it ba'kasav v'limeid al para shetei melacha posalta b'shchidas. If you're doing something other than the shchita, it disqualifies the shchita. And sarf is a para ba'kasav limeid shetei melacha posalta b'shreifas. If you're doing another melacha, cutting gourds while burning the paraduma, that also disqualifies. So that's the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah tells us, or the Braisa tells us, anyone who's always taking the paraduma is metame begadim. Those who are going to do alam lacha while doing the paraduma process are going to passel the paraduma. Then the Gemara, the Braisa says, Eireb psul b'shchitasa. Let's say a certain psul happens during the shchita. Let's say there is a nevela, shinis navla, you made a mistake in the shchita. So, bein kodem psula, bein lachar psula, ein metame begadim. So let's say a psul happened during the shechita. So whether or not it happened, you were osek in it before the shechita or afterwards, the lach is it's ein matam begadim. Since it wasn't a good ma'isa, whatever you're doing, it doesn't make a difference. So if a guy messed up in the shechita, and afterwards you burn the paraduma, you carry the paraduma, whatever you did, it was a meaningless act because the shechita was done incorrectly. So then the Gemara says, let's say bazasa. So then, kodem psula metamim begadim, lachar psula ein metamim begadim. Let's say you were sprinkling the blood. So the halacha, the ashes. So the halacha is that when you sprinkle the blood, Rashi says, so then you're metamim, you become tamim. But let's say that the psul happened to the parduma. If the psul happened first, and then you were doing hazasa, your hazasa was meaningless because it's already a parduma that's possible. But if you're doing hazasa, and then after that, the paraduma became puzzle after the fact. So at the time when you did huzzah, it was actually a good paraduma. One would be metame begadim. So that's the brisa. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. V'amr, if you're going to say yeshin l'shchita b'tchil v'atzof, liflag nami b'shchitasa. So if we're going to really say that shchita starts from the beginning to the end, is all one ma'isa richta, one long ma'isa shchita, so the brisa should have distinguished within shchita. It should have said, Iriba psul b'shchita kodem psula metame begadim lachar psula eina metame begadim. It should have said if one's doing a shchita and there is a psul, so if he was involved in the shchita before the psul, so he was cutting the shchita during the beginning of the ma'aseh shchita, it was a good paraduma. He should be metame begadim because at that time it was kosher. And then when the psul happened to it, and then he finished the shchita, the one who finished the shchita that was after the psul, that person shouldn't be metamim begadim. So why don't we recognize that there is a shchita in the beginning, yeshin l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof? The Gemara sounds like we don't recognize the shchita that takes place in the beginning. It's all about einu ela basof. What happens in the end of the day when you finish the shchita, was it paraduma pasul or was it not? But we don't care for what happened in the beginning. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Niskalkla Shchita Kamris, you're talking about a Shchita being messed up, a ruined Shchita, Shiny Hasam, Diglai Milson Lafreya, Dilap, Shchita Hiklal. we only could accept the yeshin l'shchita mitchil v'atzof if in the end there was a good shchita. We did a ma'aser shchita, it was complete, so then the whole process was viewed as one long shchita from beginning to end. But if it was a good shchita and you messed up on the shchita, we can't recognize even the beginning as being a valid shchita. That's why you can't address that. You can't be mechalik here within the case of Paraduma. But in a chanami, it's very plausible to say that there is yeshin l'shchita mitchila v'yadzof. So there is no raya or question from this gemara, this brisa about Paraduma. Gemara now says, now this next piece goes deep into the next daf, so we're going to just start the sugya, but we'll finish it in Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, ikashi li hakashi. If you have a question, this should be your question. If you hold that shchita only exists, it's only chal at the end. So liflog be'achshera depara. It should be mechalik within the hechsh of a paradum itself. Meaning what? Kigon deshachtu pitre gavra, the gavra kama lumatama, the gavra basa matama. So we're up until now we're talking about one individual. That one individual, his ma'aser shchita wasn't good. But if you split the ma'aser shchita up to two different people, so when Reuven did the first shchita, that was good, and when Shimon finished the shchita, that was possible, so at least Reuven, he did a proper ma'aser shchita, at his stage at least, let him be possible, let him be tame rather, when he did his ma'aser shchita. So the Gemara says, no. Amar of Yosef, trei gavra b'chad zivcha karmris. You're trying to talk about two people shechting a karban, a paraduma at a din of a karban, a din of a kachim. It was a special type of a unique karban. Bar minei, except for that case. Tehu ditanina, we learned on the Amun Aleph already, Tizbach tells us, shelo yushnaim shochtin zevach echa, that two people shouldn't shecht one karban. Tizbichehu min shelo ye echad shochit shnei zvachim, that one person shouldn't shecht two different people. V'amarav kana, tizbichayu ksiv, it says tizbichayu. So we see from this that how could you even entertain a possibility of two people shechting the paraduma? That's something that Pasuk says should not be done. So that can't even be a question. So we go back to figuring out exactly what's the halacha of yeshin l'shchita mitchilat sof, or is it only eino ela besof? So we'll stop here, but we'll pick up on this particular sugya mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.